This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Marlins and the Nationals got together for a rubber match that featured a pair of Rodgers. Trevor Rodgers for Miami, Josh Rodgers for Washington. As you may have heard, as you may have known, this one would be decided late, and both these starters got no decisions. Everybody all at once, exhale. What the heck just happened at Nationals Park this afternoon? What a ball game for the Miami Marlins. A game that they trailed three separate times. It's the Young Bucks who slugged their way to a Marlins victory. And they cap it off with a four-run top of the ninth inning. The Marlins beat the Washington Nationals 8-6. They win the rubber match up at the nation's capital this afternoon. Josh Rodgers on the mound for the Washington Nationals. Trevor Rodgers on the mound for the Miami Marlins. Rodgers was looking for his eighth win for Miami. Rodgers was looking for his second win for Washington. For as much scoring as we had late, we had nothing going through the first three innings this afternoon, other than the fact that through the first three innings, the Nationals had five hits. They left six on base facing Trevor Rodgers, and there was no score. However, the Nationals finally broke through in the bottom of the fourth inning. There were two outs and one on for Lane Thomas.
Line drive back up the middle. That run from third will score. A two-out base knock up the middle by the leadoff man, Lane Thomas, who's now 1-for-3 this afternoon. A two-out RBI single. It's 1-0 Washington here in the fourth.
1-0 Washington after four. It would stay that way into the bottom of the fifth inning. Trevor Rodgers went four innings for the Marlins, allowed seven hits, a run. It was earned a walk and three strikeouts. Steven Okert came on for the Marlins in the bottom of the fifth inning, allowed a single and a double to start, got a flyout and a strikeout. There were two outs and two on, and Okert was out of this ball game. Zach Pop came on, immediately walked Jordy Mercer. They were loaded with two outs for Riley Adams.
Leone sets up inside. Here's the pitch. It's inside, ball four. That is the fourth bases loaded walk by Marlins pitching. And now 12 2/3 innings of baseball.
We were far from done. 2-0 after five, but the Marlins jumped right back in it in the sixth inning. Josh Rodgers was done after five, did not allow a run on a hit, one walk, and six strikeouts. Top of the sixth inning, Alberto Baldonado into the ballgame, his second appearance in this series. He struck out Lewin Diaz. He walked Brian De La Cruz. That brought the young slugging right fielder, Jesus Sanchez, to the plate.
The 1-2 pitch is hit in the air pretty well, deep left field. This baby's got a chance. See you later. We're tied. Sanchez's fourth home run on the road. Wow. It's 2-2 Miami and Washington in the sixth. There's that big old smile.
I'll keep that big blast in mind there in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom six, Pop on. He allowed a double and a single. He came out of the game. Richard Blyer came on, and he was tasked with facing Juan Soto.
Going sinker away. The 1-2 pitch is smacked to left field on a line. Over to grab it is Brian De La Cruz. Tagging from third is Lane Thomas. He's going to score. It's a sacrifice fly by Juan Soto, but now the Nationals regain the lead. It's 3-2 here in the sixth.
But back came the Miami Marlins in the top of the seventh inning. The left-hander Sam Clay was on for the Washington Nationals in the top of the seventh. He allowed a leadoff single to Sandy Leone. Eddie Alvarez, check that. Jazz Chisholm doubled off the bench. There were two aboard. Clay came out of the game. The right-hander, Mason Thompson, was in, and he was tasked with facing Miguel Rojas.
It's the 1-0 pitch to Rojas. He swings and hits it back up the middle, off the leg of Thompson. Here comes Leon. He's going to score. Rojas is safe at first base. It's 3-3.
Okay, so 3-3 at the stretch this afternoon. The Nationals saying anything you can do, I can do just a little bit better. Anthony Bass on for the Marlins in the bottom of the seventh inning. Struck out Carter Kieboom, allowed a single to Yadiel Hernandez. Jordy Mercer struck out. There was two outs and a man on first. Then Bass walked Riley Adams. Then Eason Diaz made an error. They were loaded with two outs. Bass still on the mound facing the leadoff man, Lane Thomas.
3-1 pitch is off the plate, ball four. The Marlins just walked in another run with the bases loaded. It's their fifth in the last two games, and the Washington Nationals have retaken the lead. It's 4-3 here in the seventh inning.
The next man to bat, Alcides Escobar.
Alcides Escobar is having a terrific day. He's 3-for-4 with three singles. He might have more. Swing of the line drive into right field, sinking fast. It's down for a base hit. Scoring from third is Riley Adams. Ryan Zimmerman has to hold up at third base. Another run is in for Washington. Now it's 5-3 here in the seventh inning.
So we press on to the top of the eighth inning. Wander Suero came on for the Nationals. Out for the Marlins went Brian De La Cruz.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball. This thing is hammered deep to left field. Forget about it. Boy, how quickly the Marlins get one back. For Brian De La Cruz, it's his second home run on the road trip. It's his fifth of the season. And we've got ourselves a 5-4 ball game.
Well, 5-4 after 7.5, bottom of the eighth inning this afternoon in D.C. Paul Campbell came on looking to preserve a 5-4 game and give the Marlins a chance in the top of the ninth inning. However, the issue, he was rudely greeted by Josh Bell leading off the frame.
Oh, Lord have mercy. See you later. Oh, my goodness. Curveball is just deposited deep to right field. 6-4 Washington.
That ball was tattooed by Josh Bell. They had a 6-4 lead after eight innings in this ball game this afternoon. Top of the ninth inning. Buckle up, hang on tight. Here we go. It was a wild and bumpy ride, but one we won't forget this season. Kyle Finnegan actually came on, got the final out in the top of the eighth inning. Top of the ninth, he walked Eason Diaz. Jazz Chisholm singled. There were two aboard with one out for Miguel Rojas.
1-2 the count to Miguel Rojas. Two in scoring position, nobody out, top nine. Here's the pitch. Mickey, ground ball, through the right side to base hit. Here comes Juan Soto. Jazz Chisholm's going to have to hold up at third. An RBI single by Miguel Rojas. It's 6-5 in the top of the ninth.
Now the next man to bat was Lewin Diaz. They were on the corners with nobody out. Lewin Diaz hit a ball back up the middle behind the pitcher's mound. We had a fielder's choice in effect. Escobar, keeping his calm and cool about him, stepped on the bag at second. Jazz could not come home from third. So the Nationals had one big out in the top of the ninth inning. The next man to bat, Brian De La Cruz, stepped into the box. They were on the corners with one out. He had an opportunity to tie the game.
First pitch, De La Cruz swings, ground ball. Escobar gets it knocked down. He gloves it and shovels it to second base. Chisholm scores from third. It's a 6-6 game here in the top of the ninth inning.
A blown save for Kyle Finnegan. The Marlins scored two in the top of the ninth, but hold the phone. They weren't done. De La Cruz reaches on a fielder's choice. There were two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Jesus Sanchez came to bat.
Pitch to Jesus Sanchez is cracked in the air. Deep left field. Get up. Get up.
out of here. It's 8-6 Miami. The Marlins have scored 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning to go ahead in this ball game.
Oh, Jesus Sanchez, do it.
It's his second 2-run home run of the afternoon, his 11th and 12th home runs of the season. It's his 4th and 5th home runs on the road on this road trip. For Jesus Sanchez, a pair of 2-run home runs today. That is this afternoon's big plays of the game, brought to you by Alligator Alley Harley Davidson, Florida's number one new Harley volume dealer group. Kyle Finnegan, an inning and a third, 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned, a walk, a strikeout, allowed the devastating blast to Jesus Sanchez. What an afternoon that young man had. What a road trip he had, huh? 5 home runs, 10 RBIs in 6 games since the Marlins left late last week. Wow, what an afternoon for Miami. So they score the 4 in the top of the 9th. But look, it's not over. They've got themselves an 8-6 lead. Dylan Floro came on. He put the clamps on this sucker and ended it. Luis Garcia bounced out to second. Lane Thomas struck out swinging. And Alcides Escobar popped up and popped out into foul territory. Lewin Diaz put the squeeze on the final out of this ball game. In some way, somehow, on the strength of Brian De La Cruz and Jesus Sanchez, we've said that a lot lately, the Miami Marlins win this ball game this afternoon by a final score of 8-6. 8 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Miami. 6 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Washington Nationals. Miguel Rojas had 2 hits. Jesus Sanchez had 2 hits, 4 RBIs, a couple of runs scored. Jazz Chisholm off the bench, pressed into duty, had the day off until they double-switched him into this ballgame. He went 2-for-2 with a run scored. Your winning pitcher this afternoon is Paul Campbell. He improves to 2-3. Dylan Floro collects his 12th save in 17 opportunities this afternoon. Kyle Finnegan blows the save. And furthermore, he is charged with his 7th loss of the season. A Nationals nightmare this season has been their bullpen, and boy, did it come to fruition once again this afternoon. All 8 runs allowed by the Nationals bullpen today, and they had their opportunities offensively. The Nationals went 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position. They had a chance to blow things up early facing Trevor Rogers. They left 14 guys on base. The Marlins were 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They left 7 on base. For the Marlins this afternoon, they struck out 9. That means $225 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative. So the Marlins win the series. They get the heck out of Washington. It's a happy flight home. They will enjoy an off day in Miami tomorrow. Campbell beats Finnegan. Floro collects a save. The Marlins beat the Nationals 8-6. We started at 106. We ended at 3, or we ended this ball game this afternoon at 4:59. Total game time of 3 hours and 53 minutes in front of 16,309 at Nationals Park on this September the 15th, 2021 afternoon in the nation's capital. What an unbelievable ball game in Washington. Sanchez, a pair of 2-run home runs. De La Cruz, a home run. A 4-run top of the 9th inning. Let's hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly afterwards.
Hey, Donnie. I guess start off with Jesus Sanchez, Brian De La Cruz, 3 home runs. Jesus, giving you the go-ahead one. Just continued development of them. And what is it like watching them come up in the big moments as well as just watching them as they continue to progress up here?
No, it's been good. Obviously, you want to try to pay attention to body language and everything that's going on with them. You're kind of watching everything that they do, from defense to base running, and try to evaluate, you know, all of it, not just the, you know, when they get a big hit or something. You want to look at all of it. Like Sanchez today, just from the standpoint, he looked like he struggled early. They kind of had him, you know, kind of looked like he was a little mixed up, but then he bounced right back in his later at bats. You know, the one gets us back in it, And, you know, and then obviously the last one, you know, puts it away. But, you know, Dayla's been more, I shouldn't say more, but he's just been so consistent, you know, kind of daily doing his thing. Yeah, but it was a crazy one.
Christina?
Donnie, both of Jesus's homers to left field, I guess that's got to be a good sign for a lefty bat like him not trying to pull it.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we've seen power all over the place. We've seen power right down the right field line. We've seen power to center. We're seeing this, you know, today. So, you know, it's good that he's taking advantage of that. And I think that's huge for a guy like that has that kind of power to be able to use it. Use the whole field, it starts to limit what they can do to you. So I think that's definitely a good sign that you're seeing him stay in left field and have that kind of power over there.
And yesterday, it kind of goes back to the consistency, but he struck out, I think, three times, just once today. Is it, I guess, a good sign then that he is able to, I guess, kind of like flush yesterday's away and make those adjustments?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's huge for a player. To not get caught in one day and all of a sudden they got their head dragging and next thing you know, it's 10 games later and they're 0 for 50. So no doubt, guys that are able to turn the page, understanding, you know, process what happened. Was it a good at bat? Did I chase? Did I hit the ball hard and just didn't have any luck or, you know, have any success and I'm, you know, stay with it type thing. But however they process it, it's really important they come back that next day and just kind of start over.
Jordan.
Hey again, Donnie. What did you see out of Trevor for initially just today? What did you see out of him today? And then just overall, now that he's three starts in since coming back from the month-long hiatus?
I think today he was pretty flat. Like he didn't have the, you know, last time out, his stuff seemed electric in Atlanta. Today, I don't know if the day game gets him or what it is, but he looked pretty flat today. I think you noticed him throwing a lot of off-speed early. Just didn't have that same zip, but, you know, to his credit, he hangs in there, he keeps battling, you know, and kept us in the game. And even though he was throwing a lot of pitches, you could see early on, he didn't have that same zip, but to his credit, kind of hung in there and kept us in the game.
Yeah. And that was going to be my follow-up. Guys stranded 10 runners through the first five innings, including, I think it was seven with Trevor on the mound, just knowing that there were a lot of opportunities where things could have gotten in the way and Trevor, those first four, and then the bullpen was able to, you guys were able to keep yourselves in the game despite there being a lot of traffic.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those games, honestly, that, you know, you kind of just hang in there enough and then all of a sudden there's a two run homer and we're back in the game. Right. And it changes it. But it is, you know, for the most part, you feel like you didn't play that great today, you know, where you didn't feel like a lot of energy. You know, we got walks all, you know, all over the ballpark with the, you know, the bases loaded and bringing guys in. And so it wasn't a great day until the last inning. and obviously we turned it into a pretty good day. And those are the kind of games you got to win, right? We're hanging just close enough. A team doesn't put you away, and they give you a chance to win.
Kelly?
Donnie, speaking of the walks, a lot of walks from the bullpen in the last couple games with bases loaded. Are you seeing something collectively out of them in those types of situations? Or
I see it contagious, just like anything else, right? Hitting is contagious. When you're playing good, that seems to be contagious. And when that starts happening, all of a sudden, you know, you're walking a guy with the bases loaded. That seems to be a little contagious too. Puts next guy see one guy sees it, the next guy's back out there. And you know what? And like today, it's the walk before the bases loaded walk. You know, like with Zach, we're walking two guys. It's not the second guy. I mean, the second guy too, but the first guy. We've had chances to get those guys. So, anyway, it's something that we'll have to obviously. You're going to always talk about it, but it's one of those slippery slopes of talking about it too much to the point that you talk about it a lot. Next thing you know, it's fulfilling prophecy. So hopefully we just got to get past it. Soft day, we flush it, you know, that part of it, and then come back out here ready to play.
And was Jackson available off the bench with his hand? Is his hand okay?
he wasn't available to hit. He could have caught and he could have ran, but he wasn't available to hit.
Christina.
Yeah, Don, I just want to go back to Trevor real quick. You mentioned how his last time out he had the zip, today not really. Just obviously you guys were monitoring him this season anyway, but especially now, just, you know, that long absence he had, just getting close to his innings career high, just how careful are you guys trying to be, or, you know, consistent with monitoring him?
I think we're good with where he's at. We're not worried about having to monitor or back him off or shut him down or any of that kind of stuff. It was one of those days, and it happens to guys, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a year, where it just seems like that day that their stuff's not great. And it doesn't happen to Sandy very often, but most everybody else, right? You have those days where the stuff's just not as good as and crisp. You don't feel as good. And those are the days you gotta battle. And I think we've seen that. He gets first and second. Maybe it was second and third. I'm not sure. The first two guys get on, I know that. And he ends up getting out of that. And he had to battle to get out of it. And I think that was the third. But those are, again, I talk about so many times learning experience. It's another experience for these guys that there's going to be days you don't have your stuff and you still got to keep fighting and figure out a way to try to get out.
Last one, Kelly.
Hey, Donnie, would you kind of attribute that to his velo being a little bit down, just one of those days?
No, for sure. It's one of those days. It's like his body didn't have the same life that you see in other days where you know, I don't know if it's a day game, whatever it is. But again, I think it's something that just happens. And just like you or me, that there's days you wake up and you just don't, your body's just not jumping for you. I don't think it's anything that we were concerned about. I know he feels good. There's nothing that's hurting him or anything else. So he'll be better. He'll feel better the next time out.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins thrilling come from behind victory. They come from behind three different times yesterday afternoon to stun the Nationals 8-6. Marlins are off today, back at it tomorrow at home against the Pirates, 7:10 start. Eliezer Hernandez versus Will Crow, 6:40 airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.